Well, Colin, how much are y'all looking forward to bouncing back and having another opportunity on the road against Auburn?
Just pretty much the same thing every single week. You know, once that game is over, no matter a win or a loss, just looking forward to that following week. So really glad to have the opportunity to play on the road and, you know, going to need another great week to prepare.
What do you think you learned going up against a great defense like Mississippi State's? Just kind of your takeaways, I guess.
Just kind of even play even keel, and just no matter the highs or the lows, you kind of got to deal with them. And, you know, against a good defense like that, you know, that's always going to happen, especially when you're playing SEC type competition. So, you know, got to be a little bit more consistent all the way around, quarterback, receivers, and just as a whole offense. So that'll be one thing I'm sure we'll need to focus on this week.
Keller, what can you do to help ignite the red zone stuff going on?
I guess just being more consistent in my reads and just playing, I guess, a little bit more confident. But I mean, that's going to be something that's going to be the whole entire offense, not just me. But you know, we're looking forward to another new week, and hopefully we can get that going this week.
Do you feel like, how much does coach stress just getting touchdowns, not just red zone touchdowns, but just touchdowns in general over the last few weeks?
Something that's been really big for us, and that's something he's pretty much been stressing on us since back against Clemson. Kind of that game, you know, we are driving almost every single time, put up a lot of yards, but couldn't really convert in the red zone. So something that is pretty much he's been on to us each and every week. So just got to continue to get better and learn from our mistakes.
Why do you think that, because he does say that every week, why do you think that it hadn't caught on yet by the end of October?
You know, possibly lack of focus or not really sure, but, you know, it's going to, playing against these good SEC type competition, we're going to need that to click. So, you know, we're not really looking back. We're just looking forward, and hopefully we can get that going this week.
Do defenses generally change their looks a lot whenever you guys do get in the red zone? I mean, could that be a factor?
Possibly. They could change a little bit, but a lot of man-to-man in the red zone. So, obviously, windows are going to be a lot tighter, and, you know, our receivers are going to need to get open. So, on my part and the receiver's part, and they'll probably bring a little bit more pressure. So, on the on the offensive line and running back. So, as a pretty much a whole collective offense, we're going to need to be a lot better.
Bill, there's a video going around on Twitter a little bit of one of their defenders smacking you pretty good on the head with their helmet. Do you think that was targeting? Do you remember? Have you seen that? And
I did. I didn't really pay close attention to it. They said a lot of people on the team said it was targeting, but, you know, since they didn't call it, you know, you really can't dwell on that.
Are you making teams pay enough for blitzing you and sending the house? I mean, I know you hit the slip screen to Courtney Davis, mm-hmm. and you got it to Travion that got you down there to the 10 before you lost it on downs. But are you making teams pay enough, Kellen? Because they seem to be blitzing you guys pretty frequently.
Yeah, and especially in the red zone. And we knew Mississippi State, especially in that second half, were blitzing a lot more. But, you know, I felt like the offensive line did a good job picking those blitzes up. Had a couple miscues on them, but for the most part, I feel like that's always going to be something that we're going to see in the SEC. So something that we're just going to need to clean up as a whole offense.
I feel like y'all maybe get a little too tight at times, maybe when you get closer to the end zone. Does that have a factor in anything?
I really don't think so, no.
That last offensive possession, was that the speed you guys were intending on going, or communication with the Cowbells and everything else that slowed things up a bit?
The Cowbells, like, honestly, wasn't a huge factor on the field. I didn't think so. And then it kind of got quiet once, you know, I guess they had to stop or something. I wasn't 100% sure, but it definitely got quiet closer when I was close to snapping the ball. But a little bit of a factor, but, you know, communication is something that we practice, you know, all the time in practice. So when it translates to the field, we really shouldn't have a problem.
I feel like his hard counts as much as y'all did in any other games this season. Is that something you just saw from their defensive line that to try to change up the cadence and everything like that?
Yeah, something that we try to change up the cadence a little bit. I think we got probably two or three offsides penalties. So offensive line did a really good job of just me and the offensive line and running back doing a good job communicating and, you know, making sure we're staying polished on that.
Is that the most that you've done this season with the hard counting? Is it something you keyed in on their defense?
A little bit during Arkansas, but pretty similar each and every week. We change up a little bit, but definitely got some to jump this week.
Back when you were being recruited, we would hear stories about Jarrett Sinnott and you. I mean, did Jarrett Sinnott's name ever come up when you were being recruited at A&M? Or did you bring it up?
A little bit. I know, I guess he was getting recruited when I was committed, and when I was committed to Baylor, he was already at Baylor. So we kind of got to build a relationship. So definitely a really good player and even better guy. So it's going to be fun to go against him.
I expect the receivers to bounce back after all the drops they had last week.
I look for them to have a big week. And also Jay Sternberger had a couple of drops, so that's not really usual for himself. So, you know, tell everybody each and every time, just be ready to bounce back, and really can't dwell on the past game. So we're really looking forward to this week.
How much have you already looked at them defensively, and what do you know about them?
I've watched some tape. We'll definitely dive into it more today and tomorrow and get a more base glimpse into it, but definitely we know they're got a solid front, definitely a good SEC caliber defense.
Having that relationship you have with Jared, have you been able to tell your friends on defense, you know, maybe what they can expect out of him on Saturday?
No, I haven't talked to him at all, especially this season.
If A&M had shown a little bit more interest in Jared when that recruiting was happening, would that have affected your thoughts on coming here at all?
Nah, not at all.
How'd you write your game Saturday?
How'd you play? I thought I played pretty well. I feel like I need to be a little bit more consistent on my reads. I felt like I was pretty accurate. Missed some high balls. One that was kind of high. Ended up being a drop, but kind of high to Cam Buckley. And then had a couple that were kind of low. But just as a whole offense, need to clean up some stuff. And, you know, we're really looking forward to this week.
Is that some of the worst, toughest hits you taking this year, and how much was their pressure compared to other teams?
Definitely a lot of pressure. You know, I felt like we did a really good job, and the GAs did a really good job of preparing us and know what we're going to see, but definitely took some big-time hits.
That pass to Kendrick over the middle, I mean, did you feel like that was going to be there right when you released it, or the one on the post route when it just was right past his hands?
Yeah, it felt good when I released my hands, and when I got up, I guess it was just overthrown. So definitely a big one that I should have hit, and that was definitely on me.
When you were looking between A&M and Auburn, how close were you to committing to Auburn, and what about them did you really like?
I was really close. Had a really good relationship with Coach Malzahn and pretty much a lot of the guys on the that played over there. So, but definitely A&M sold me the most.
Do you see any similarities between you and Jarrett's game?
Now. I'm sorry?
Do you see any similarities between you and Jarrett's game?
Yeah, guys who are accurate can also make plays out of the pocket. So it should be fun going up against him this week.